T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A group of preservationists, Citizens to Save the Great Northern, gathered on the steps of Buffalo City Hall yesterday to speak out against the emergency demolition of the Great Northern Grain Elevator in the old First Ward. Professor at the University of Buffalo School of Architecture, Hadass Steiner, is joining me live this morning. Hadass, thank you. Why the rally yesterday?
How was the rally?
Why did you have it?
Oh, why the rally? We wanted to have our voices heard, given that there's now an emergency demolition order for the Great Northern Elevator. We wanted to let the councilors know that we were opposed to this order and felt that it had also gone against the grain of the procedures. By which buildings are evaluated for demolition.
Why this Great Northern? What about this structure stands out to you so much so that you took part in this rally?
Yeah, for me, the Great Northern is a particularly interesting elevator, given that we have a collection of historic elevators here. Because it is a transitional type, it's one of the only, perhaps the only one of its type left in the world. And it stands in between the wooden elevators that we no longer have on the river and the fully concrete ones that are so familiar also in other parts of the country. And it is a result of an invention, a Buffalo invention, of the grain elevator itself, the scoops that would bring the grain up from the boats and deposit them at the top of the silos. And so since it's unique both in the construction technology and to our own region, we feel that it's a particularly special elevator.
But, you know, we have a lot of grain elevators. Why not keep one that's in better condition?
Well, this elevator is actually not in terrible condition, except for the storm damage that was caused to it, the external facade on one side. And also we have had some elevators, like the ones at Silo City, that have been carefully taken care of since their purchase, unlike this one, which ADM purchased some 3 decades ago and has neglected. And so much of the damage that it has underwent has occurred since their ownership.
You want the Buffalo Common Council to pass a law placing a 60-day moratorium on the demolition of this. Is that right?
That's correct.
And an independent assessment?
That's right. We would like for the assessment that ADM presented in order to obtain the emergency demolition order is incredibly brief. It's 6 pages long. It's pretty much made up of information that predated the storm. So it's things that had been occurring to the elevator over time as a result of neglect on the part of ADM. And so there hasn't really been a proper assessment of the elevator, an independent assessment of the elevator since ADM has owned it.
All right. Well, this is all going to be the subject of a court battle Monday. But what do you see in its future if a judge agrees to, you know, keep this standing and not proceed with the emergency demolition? What do you see for the future of this?
Well, you mean in terms of what the elevator might become?
Right. Because it's done nothing for the last few decades. There's really been no activity there.
And it is true that it doesn't have the kind of activity that it used to have in terms of grain storage. But there's more to these buildings for me as a historian than just what they produce. They are embodiments of narratives, of stories, of workers, beyond their architectural stories, of the first ward, of the narrative of the kind of labor that went into the foundation of the city of Buffalo. And so in and of itself, as a historical object, it is a very important one. So as just an artifact in the field. And then as we have seen with other elevators that have become part of cultural production, so that have been used in various ways, a theater, for art, I feel that this elevator, which has a lot of space, both in its ground level and in its upper stories that are at human scale, not all the elevators have the capacity in the same way to hold events for people. This one is actually perfectly suited for alternative.
All right. Now, as an architecture professor, and I'm assuming that you've been in Buffalo for some time, have there been other structures, buildings, maybe landmarks that have been lost to demolition that you think, you know, we as a community regret?
That's a great question. Yes, very much so. The one that stands out for me is the 1950 demolition of the Larkin Administration Complex, administration building by Frank Lloyd Wright, which is a building that is much studied and admired around the world for its innovations in circulation, of like air conditioning and other kinds of it, but also as a department store that we regret until this day for having removed it and left it as a parking lot down in the Larkin district.
Well, you know, the big question here is money, funding. What do you see for, you know, sustaining this building going forward, the Great Northern?
Mm-hmm. Well, already developers have come out in support of keeping the building, though what they have offered to contribute for ADM would be nothing to put a little bit of love into this building to stabilize it. So already we have several developers who have come on board, and there's interest in the community at large in this project. So there could be fundraising as well that would help to sustain it.
All right, Hadas, thank you for the time this morning. I appreciate it. We'll continue to follow the court battle over the Great Northern. That is Hadas Steiner, UB architecture professor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.